Visiting with Pleasantville head girls wrestling coach Michael Koenig. Coach, you know, you guys have had a couple competition now, or a few competition dates since Christmas break. You know, you completed at Eddyville and then at BGM and then at home meet on Thursday with the Pleasantville Duels. Can you kind of talk about how, you know, briefly how those meets went?
Yeah, so at Eddyville, you know, we went down and competed very well. It was a tough tournament, but had Amelia and Addie wrestling for the third place match. Ended up getting fourth apiece, but just saw a lot of good things coming out of break. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about is building toward the end of the year and toward regionals and looking to qualify for state. And so that's been what I've seen out of them so far. It wasn't BGM. We actually wrestled at Cedar Falls. That was a very tough tournament. Glad that we went there, and we'll go back there again next year. But, you know, we learned a little bit about where we need to be going into a tournament like that with a bunch of big schools, but it was still a great experience for the girls, and wrestled well enough, but could have wrestled a little bit better. And then last night wrestled really well at home, had four duels that we wrestled, and I think we won about three quarters of our matches, went out and just showed up at home. And sometimes that's hard to do when you got to wrestle in front of your home crowd. So it was a great night last night, and the ladies represented themselves well in front of their community.
You know, when you compete in those weekend tournaments that are Saturday tournaments that feature a large variety of talented teams, you know, what do you kind of your girls take away from that when, you know, the team may not necessarily be competing for first place as a team just due to numbers, but being able to see such good competition?
Teams at that high caliber, you kind of get punched in the mouth a little bit, and you don't like that feeling. And so, you know, when we got back to work Monday, I felt like they were, like you said, more dialed in as we get toward the end of the season. So, you know, they didn't like that. They didn't like going home early. And so it changes their perspective when they have to do some of that stuff.
You know, you have a couple returners this year and Maggie and Addie who were, you know, part of the program last year and have been, you know, familiar with it. But you also have some new wrestlers, such say like Amelia Latch, that have came up this year and has had a good season. And Maya Pearson, I believe, who's done well at the JV level. Can you kind of talk about the good balance between the experienced girls you have and the ones that are newer this season?
You know, first-year wrestlers, Maya's got a little bit more experience with junior high, but first-year wrestlers as a whole, and they've come out and picked it up. That's the one thing I really enjoy about the girls wrestling, is that they tend to pick things up a little bit faster, maybe a little bit more coachable in high school. If you get some kids out in high school that haven't ever wrestled on the boys' side, it tends to be a little bit more difficult just because of the learning curve. With the girls, I feel like they're pretty sharp in terms of how they come in and can just pick it up a little bit faster than on the boys. So that's some things that I've seen in them, is they've really taken that learning curve and flattened it out and been able to go compete at a high level. Whether they've been stuck in the varsity bracket, we ran into that a little bit this year where maybe they didn't have as many JV girls. They moved them over into the varsity bracket and had to wrestle. And so they've held their own pretty well there. So like I said, it's been a good experience. Last night, Amelia had to wrestle a girl that was really tough. From Panorama, that girl's pinned a lot of high-quality girls. I think she might even be ranked. Amelia went out and pinned her last night. So just seeing good things out of them, continuing to build. And with our five girls, you know, it's a smaller team, but we make it work.
Yeah, you mentioned the smaller team. Do you feel like that has been, you know, obviously there is some downside of it, but do you feel like it also has been an opportunity for you to, you know, get some better one-on-one coaching and also help establish a really good base and continue building the program?
Absolutely. I mean, when you have fewer individuals that you have to work around to, you can really spend a little bit more time dialing in on what their skills are, or maybe cleaning up some of the things that they struggle with a little bit. We also have the junior high with us practicing, so that kind of adds some different practice partners, and it allows us to set the stage for the future with that. So, you know, we're small in numbers with the high school. We add the junior high in, we get up around 15, but you know, it allows us to prepare our next generation coming in.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we were talking a little bit beforehand, but really kind of getting down to the final stretch here of the regular season, because the girls get done a little bit sooner before the boys. What are some things that you guys work on and kind of prepare for in the last 2 weeks of the regular season before you hit those regionals?
Yeah, we dial in on the strengths of each individual. You know, they're not all wrestling at necessarily the same level, or maybe have the same skill sets, depending on, you know, we teach a consistent, I would say, curriculum in our program in terms of what we do. But ultimately, they each have their own things that they do really well, and we're trying to strengthen that so that they can give themselves the best opportunity to go compete at regionals.
And do you feel, after it was announced, do you feel kind of comfortable of your draw this year? You know, guys going down to Central Decatur for regionals this year on the 31st. Do you feel good about that and kind of different competition that'll be there?
Yeah, I mean, we've got an opportunity to go wrestle and see where we end up. I mean, girls that I'm looking at in some of our brackets, we've given ourselves an opportunity through this regional draw. I know we didn't give it to ourselves, but we got the opportunity through this regional draw at a couple weights that we're wrestling to give ourselves a shot. I mean, we got to go wrestle at a high level to get that done, but we have an opportunity to get it done.
Well, Michael, I appreciate your time always visiting with me, and best of luck as you guys, your team heads throughout kind of the last stretch of this regular season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.